Dr. Matthew, because it is given to you, verse 11, to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. Whosoever hath, to him shall be given. Listen to this. And he shall have more abundance, but whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away even that which he hath. Therefore I speak unto them in parables, because they seeing see not, and hearing they hear not, neither do they understand. And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which saith, by hearing ye shall hear, and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see, and shall not perceive. For this people's heart is waxed gross, their ears are dull of hearing, their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and should understand with their heart and should be converted and I should heal them. Yes, Randy, you got to be right. You can be right and you can do everything right. And we got to. Amen. For blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For verily I say unto you that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see the things which ye see, and have not seen them, and to hear those things which ye hear, and have not heard them. Hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. Before I go any farther with that paragraph in mind, you know that he that hath not, from him shall be taken away. Be careful about saying, I just don't understand. Because you're about to understand less and less. You better get the Bible down and read it and understand. It's got all the answers and all the questions worth asking. If you don't understand, it's because you haven't read the Bible. Amen. Job said, I have considered thy word more precious, that's my paraphrasal, than my necessary food. Amen. That was before the Bible was written. That was before Moses even wrote the book of Job. Amen. He considered God's word more precious than his necessary food. I want to tell you something. If we'll consider God's word more precious than our necessary food, we'll not go to hell dumb. Amen. We'll go to heaven smart. Amen. Hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, are you listening? Understandeth it not. You say, can you hold it against the person if he don't understand? Yes. Because you wasn't born stupid. You was born with a God-shaped vacuum inside of you, and your soul knows it. And your very soul bears witness to the spirit and presence and power of God. I could set Brent down on the table when he was 1 year old and start reading the Bible to him, and he'd pucker up and cry. No matter where I read, he'd pucker up and cry. If I started reading the Bible to him, 1 year old, couldn't even hardly walk, amen, much less talk, and I'd start reading the Bible no matter where I read, his little old mouth would pucker up and he'd start shedding tears. What caused that? It was that soul bearing witness to the words of the Master that created us. Amen. We got a God-shaped vacuum inside of us. We have eternity in our hearts. We know that somewhere, some way, we're going to live forever. And if we don't understand, it's because we're like the proverbial ostrich, and it is a proverb. It's not a reality. Amen. We stick our head in the sand and close our eyes willfully and turn around on a hell-bound train and go to hell backwards, hoping hell will be air conditioned by the time we get there. But if we're ignorant tonight, it's because we wanted to be. If we're ignorant tonight, it's because we refuse to face up to the truth. Amen. I'm not preaching yet, but that might be all you'll get. Amen. The seed which sown in his heart, understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which received seed by the wayside. Everybody's not going to get saved. As a matter of fact, most folks are going to split hell wide open. It's in the book. There are few that be saved, the Bible said. But wide and broad is the gate that leads to destruction, the way that leads to destruction. And many there be that go in thereat. Amen. Most folks are going to go to hell with both eyes wide open. They're going to go to a devil's hell. Amen. Saying, I don't understand. It's because they didn't want to. They willfully turned away. Amen. And God kept his word and took away that which they did have. Amen. But he that receives seed in stony places, the same as he that heareth the word, and anon with joy receiveth it. You've seen folks like that. Yet hath no root in himself. It's amazing to me. Some of the folks I thought, man, they'll be here 50 years from now. They didn't last a year. Amen. Some I wondered if they really got the goods still there. Amen. God knows. The Bible says God knoweth them that are his. Come on. Yet hath no not root in himself, but dureth for a while. For when tribulation or persecution ariseth because of the word, by and by he is offended. Amen. The disciples said, Master, where dwellest thou? And he said, come and see. They found out he didn't have no sure resting place. He would tell them later, foxes have holes and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. Is it any wonder that many of his disciples walk no more with him? When he said, you got to eat my flesh and drink my blood, those Orientals knew, those Easterners knew what he meant. He meant that they had to enter into life and live it just like he did, and they wouldn't pay the price. And they walked no more with him. There wasn't any McDonald's or Perkins or Frisch's around the corner from the stable where Jesus was born. Amen. They couldn't go to the carryout and buy a sack of tater chips neither. If you had taters, of course they didn't have taters yet. The Indians haven't given to the world yet. But if you had taters, you had to bring them yourself. Amen. If you had corn chips, you had to bring them yourself. They didn't have corn either. The Indians haven't given that to the world yet either. Amen. The corn they speak of in the Bible is grain. It's usually barley, wheat, and various other grains. Amen. But mostly barley and wheat. The poor folks ate barley bread. If you was a little better to do, you could eat whole wheat bread. Amen. We called it graham bread back home. We thought we was real poor because the relief gave us graham flour. That's whole wheat flour from the relief commissary at Mammoth Spring, Arkansas, and we thought we was in bad shape because we had to bake bread out of that old brown wheat flour. We didn't know it was more healthy than that white. We didn't know it was better off eating that than we was eating the white that had been stripped of everything. Amen. But you see, we'd been spoiled. Amen. And here they come along and bring us soybean soup. Amen. For a school lunch. They sent it down in cans that you opened up. And they set them on the heating stove in the wintertime with a can opened up. Amen. And man, we hated that stuff, that soybean soup. I can still taste it now. I'd like to have some. Amen. We didn't realize it was good for us, that soybeans was God's gift to the world. Amen. Ah, yes. Amen. Well, a lot of things we don't realize. We're better off than we think we are. Come on. Amen. If you had whole wheat flour in the Bible, ground real fine, you was real well to do. If you had barley bread, you was among the poor. Incidentally, it was barley cakes, barley loaves, that Jesus performed the miracle of the loaves and fishes with. Amen. It was the food that the poor folks ate. It was a little boy's lunch. Amen. They didn't have no Captain D's or Big John Silver or any other nice seafood places there. Amen. There wasn't no Holiday Inn either. You dug you a place to lay down in the sand if there's any sand, and in the dirt if there's any dirt, and gathered some grass and straw, amen, and tried to make it fit your body, and laid down and slept in your clothes, and they did it for 3 days in Jesus' camp meeting. That's why I performed that miracle of the loaves and fishes. Amen. Evangelism wasn't first class in Jesus' day either. Nowadays, if you can't go first class, we won't go at all. And a lot of young preachers want to start out in the big end of the horn, and then when they get down the little end, they can't stand the squeeze. Praise God. Jesus started at the little end of the horn in a stable, had not where to lay his head. Amen. Some of the greatest men that ever wore shoe leather just had a room with a table in it, amen, and a bed, and no bathroom, no indoor toilet, amen. And that's what Elijah had when that rich woman of Shunem made him a room to stay in. Praise God. He was going first class. Can you say amen? Amen. Nowadays, if we had to live like Elijah did, we'd quit. If we had to walk wherever we went, amen, we'd backslide. If our car won't start, we think God's turned against us. If we have to get out and thumb it, amen, we think God's turned against us. What in the world is wrong with us? Amen. There must be something bad wrong. Maybe something right. Amen. At least when your car takes out, you're not polluting. And when your car takes out, you're not taking a dollar and a half a gallon to fill it up. Huh? Amen. Well, hallelujah. We think we got to have everything just right to preach the gospel. Preach the gospel regardless. If you're called, you're going to preach the gospel regardless. Amen. The bad things we go through make stories to tell in the future. I haven't got to my text yet. Pardon me. Amen. He who receives seed in stony places, the same as he that heareth the word and with joy receiveth it, yet he hath not root in himself, but endureth for a while. For when tribulation or persecution ariseth because of the word, by and by he is offended. Things got hard. And hard times offended him. He also receives seed among thorns, is he that heareth the word and the care of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful. But he that received into good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it, and beareth forth fruit, and bringeth forth some 100-fold, and some 30, and some 60. Amen. Praise God. Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened to a man that sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, an enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat, and went his way. But when the blade sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares. They couldn't tell until they saw the fruit. Amen. Somebody said, you're judging. Anybody that can't tell wheat from cheat is not judging. He's got good sense. Praise God. You need that kind of judgment. Come on. Amen. So the servants of the householder came and said to him, sir, didst not thou sow good seed in thy field? From whence then hath it tares? He said to them, an enemy hath done this. The servant said to him, wilt thou then that we go and gather them up? He said, nay, lest while you gather up the tares, you root up also the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. In the time of the harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather ye first the tares and bind them in bottles and burn them, and gather the wheat into my barn. Amen. 37th verse. He that soweth good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the word, the good seed of the children of the kingdom, but the tares of the children of the wicked one. The enemy that sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world. The reapers are the angels. Therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, and so shall it be in the end of the world. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, they shall gather out of the kingdom all things that offend, and them which do iniquity, and cast them into a furnace of fire. Then shall be there shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then shall a righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Who that hath ears to hear, let him hear. I could preach for a few minutes on burn or shine. Last fall, when Rick and Lena got ready to leave, they were standing in the yard about 7 o'clock in the evening, and across the northern sky there streaked a huge meteorite. And they had announced that there would be a meteorite shower, and they said in the southeast, I think, amen, you'd be able to see it maybe if everything was just right, if you didn't have what they term today too much light pollution. Get away out in the country where it's real dark, you might be able to see it. Rick was looking north and we were looking south. They got ready to go in the car and he said, there's a meteorite, a fallen star. And I looked for a while, and I didn't get it zeroed in for a while, and then I saw it as big as a softball. Amen. I mean, up close and streaking across the sky, and I thought it was just right there. Amen. And I thought for sure that it landed between Monroe and Armco Steel. And I was going to hear a big boom when it hit the earth and left a great big crater. Amen. And I didn't hear no boom. And I didn't find no crater. I found out Brother Savage was driving to preach a meeting, a Thanksgiving meeting for... either Brother Wyatt or a fall meeting for either Brother Wyatt or Brother Carpenter, I can't remember which. Amen. And I was telling about it up there, and he said, I saw it too. And he was coming across I-7, and he saw it streaking across the northern sky too. So it was still north of I-70. No wonder it didn't land at Armco Steel. Amen. It was bigger than that. I'm telling you, we saw a huge meteorite streaking across the sky, and pieces was falling off and burning behind it as it streaked across the sky. Did anybody else see that? Amen. Randy saw that. They saw it down at Paducah, Kentucky. Amen. There's a boy back there that saw that. Amen. Streaking across the sky. They saw it up in Michigan, and it was still north. I reckon. Amen. Streaking across the sky. So it was some more of a moon-sized meteorite with pieces falling off as it streaked across the sky. And where it landed, nobody knows, probably in the ocean somewhere. Amen. Might have burned all the way up before it hit the ground. But it was so big that it looked so bright. But I remind you, it's not shining up there now. It burned up. Amen. Hey, the stars are still shining. Come on. The meteorites are still burning up. Come on. Hallelujah. I'm not preaching that hell has an end to it. No, these very scriptures says there's wailing and gnashing of teeth. The very fact that Jesus preached it so strong in so many of these parables is proof enough to me that there's a real heaven and a real hell. And heaven is eternal and hell is eternal. And if the righteous are going to shine and the wicked are going to have weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. Now that's not strange doctrine to the highway of holiness, but it is to this materialistic world. They know nobody go to hell when they die in this world. I mean, Elvis is up there singing with the angels. Amen. I mean, every country singer that ever died, whether he died in a plane crash or whether he died, he's in hillbilly heaven. They even write songs about them. Amen. Oh, it don't matter how much meanness, how much rottenness, how much ungodliness, how much wickedness, how much liquor they drank, how long they stayed drunk, and if George Jones somewhere, sometime, is found drunk from acute alcoholism, amen, they're going to put him into heaven. Right up there with Michael and Gabriel and all the rest of them. Come on. Oh, no matter what movie star it is or what a sports star it is, when they die, they all go to heaven. Nobody goes to hell. Pardon me for saying this tonight. There's a lot of people sitting right in church tonight that's going to say, my God, what have I done? I've hypocrited around and lived a lie so long. I wouldn't admit that I was lost so long. Amen. My God, and now I'm a going to hell from a church pew. It's terrible to go to jail from a jailhouse. We've had young people leave this church and go to jail, leave youth camps and go to jail, and some of them still in prison that were raised right up in this church. Amen. But there's a half a dozen or so that you can count off right quick and went right from youth camp, right from these altars, amen, right from this revival, right from this camp meeting to jail. And some of them still there. Amen. You can't do wrong and get by, no matter how hard you may try. Amen. Did you know Jesus said when you come up against cases like that, he said, agree with your adversary quickly while you're in the way with him. Don't wait till you get in court before a jury. Settle it out of court if you can. I, for one, don't think that the church ought to turn anything over to the courts of the world. Amen. Don't turn over any situation to the courts of the world, because once you turn over to the court in the world, amen, they'll accuse you of testifying to old-time religion just to get out of jail. They won't pay any attention to you. Amen. So the matters of the church and the matters of families in the church, I don't think should ever be turned over to human services, over to children's services, amen, or anybody else. It ought to be settled by prayer and by the people of God. Praise God. Leave it in the hands of God. And you turn over the world, you lose your opportunity to redeem the time. The Bible said, agree with your adversary while you're in the way with him. He'll hail you to the judge, and the judge will cast you into prison. Praise God. Settle it out of court. Don't even tell the sheriff. Don't even tell the human services. There are parents today who are just as innocent as they can be because they chastened their children. Isn't it amazing today? They'll put you in jail if you don't raise your kids right and hold you responsible. They burn the schoolhouse down, amen, and they'll put you in jail if you whip them for their meanness. No matter which way you go in the world, you're a loser. They're going to get you going and coming. That's the way they make their living. That's the way they justify their bureaucracy. Don't turn anything over to the world. Bless God, keep it in the church. Praise God, turn it over to God. Let God handle it. Amen. Burst families apart. Amen. Deny God the opportunity to salvage lives. I know there's some things you can't help. I know there's some things you finally got to turn over to the, quote, law, end of quote. Amen. But keep it in the house of God. Pray about it. Seek God about it. Let God handle it. Hallelujah. Once you get in the hands of that bunch down there, they're a bunch of crooks, thieves, and robbers. Amen. And they got a bureaucracy going, and they got to justify their salary. Come on. Amen. They got to justify having to, they ought to close both of them down. Amen. They asked me in a questionnaire over the telephone what I thought about the Children Human Services. Amen. I said, I think they ought to close the whole thing down. Amen. You know, that's what they did. Amen. Closed it down. They'll open it back up. Amen. They'll get it going back again. Amen. If you've been listening to Dr. Dobson in the last week, amen, he had people on the radio program that had just chastened their children. Whip their children, amen, and the teacher got a hold of it, and they took their children away from them. They fought a long battle, spent thousands of dollars in eternity fees and wasted time in courts to get their children back. Amen. Preacher over here in Indiana called me about 10 years ago, 15 years ago. Amen. His daughter got mad at them and accused them of abuse. Amen. Him, a police officer himself. Amen. They took that 15-year-old daughter away from him over there in Indiana. Amen. And put her in a home and a ward under the care of those people that take care of those things. Amen. He called me, had the churches praying all over the country, but not till after they had spent hundreds of dollars in attorney fees, wasted time in court costs, and him an officer himself. Amen. You can't turn anything over to that bunch. Don't do it. Amen. Keep it out of court. Settle out of court. Amen. Keep it to yourself, if nothing else. Praise God. Keep it in the family. Huh? The family of God. Praise God. Amen. They don't understand the things of God. Amen. They don't understand. They don't live by the Bible. The Bible said if you beat him with the rod, you'll save his soul from hell. They don't understand that. Amen. They don't run things. They're going to split hell wide open too. For all there's not much justice in the land today. It's the man that's got the most money. Any time a football player can walk scot-free after about cutting his former wife's head nearly off and killing her boyfriend, amen, because he had enough money to hire a slick lawyer, you know there ain't much justice in the land. Amen. Don't turn over that bunch. They'll not get it for you. Amen. Listen, he said, the Son of Man shall send forth his angels. They'll gather out of his kingdom things that offend, and them which do iniquity shall cast them into a furnace of fire. Hell is still one of the doctrines of the Bible. And he said, there shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. If they throw you in a furnace of fire under ordinary circumstances, you're not going to wail very long and gnash your teeth very long. But in this furnace of fire, there's weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. That's the stark reality of hell. That rich man died and lifted up his eyes, and hell was a son of Abraham. He was just like the people Jesus preached to. They said, we be the children of Abraham. We've never been in bondage to any man. We're the children of promise. Amen. We're once in grace, always in grace, folks. Listen, let me tell you something, folks. There's a bunch of them people who's going to wake up in hell and say, my God, what have I done? I believed a lie, and now I'm damned. Amen. They teach you ought to sin a little. You got to sin a little every day, and I'm not keeping myself, and I don't have anything to do with my salvation. Jesus paid it all, and he's keeping me. Amen. Once saved, always saved. And a whole bunch of them going to split hell wide open because instead of repenting when they sin, they just kept on sinning presumptuously. The things that offend. Well, what does it mean to offend? Somebody's following you, us. We, I, Dad, Mom, somebody's following you. Some little kid's going to follow in your footsteps. If you don't go to church, this one of your little kids going to say, I'm going to do it like Dad did. If you don't go to Sunday school, there's one of those little kids in your house, I'm going to do it. My dad went to heaven, and he didn't go to Sunday school and church. Amen. Somebody said, so-and-so went to heaven. If anybody went to heaven, they went to heaven. I'll be like old brother Henry Shetron. He said, how do you know? Have you been there? Amen. Everybody's going to heaven. All you got to do to die today to go to heaven is die. Amen. Everybody's going to heaven. Man, man, man. No matter how drunk they was, no matter how far down in sin they was, they're going to heaven. I know that God said, whosoever calleth on the name of the Lord shall be saved, and if we'll call on him, he'll hear us. That's God's business, not mine. But hell is still a real doctrine in the Bible. But listen to what he said, the righteous shall shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. The righteous are going to shine. Amen. Hallelujah. They don't understand how a lightning bug produces so much light without burning its tail off. Amen. They just don't understand that. They had people chasing down thousands of lightning bugs. Amen. And did all kinds of tests, and they still don't understand how that bug can create enough energy to produce that much light and not damage its body by the fire from the heat. Amen. They don't understand that. But the Bible said the righteous are going to shine. Amen. I guarantee you there'd be a lot of folks wouldn't be able to understand how Moses could come down off of the mountain and he'd shine so bright. Praise God that they had to put a veil on their face when they looked at him. Amen. They couldn't stand to look at Moses. But some of these days, folks, the saints are going to shine like a star in the morning. Amen. The difference in the wandering stars that wind up in flashing meteorites across the sky and the North Star that you can set your compass by. Amen. And those great planets and great stars that shine out there, one of them is the sun, if you will, is that they're still shining. And the meteors, even though they number in the billions and billions, they have a short lifespan. Amen. They're doomed to burn. And folks, amen. People that don't live for God. People that's heard the truth that know it. People that the Bible has fell on their ears and their spirit bore witness that it's true. They got to looking at other people. They got to looking at the way other folks live. They got to looking at the way other church folks live. They got to listening to the way other preachers preach. And they said, well, hell's not eternal. When you go to hell, you just burn up. Amen. But the Bible said, a furnace of fire, where there shall be weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. Most folks are going to burn. But it don't have to be you. You can shine. You don't have to be a hypocrite. Be honest with God and repent. Live right. Teach right. By your words and by your example. Be a stepping stone to the great things of God instead of a stumbling block that people stumble over into everlasting hell. Amen. Come on tonight. Let's stand and pray. Father, touch our lives together tonight. Stir our hearts together tonight. Waken our people together tonight. Move in your mighty power tonight to help us to be a witness. We may be the only one that's going to sow the good seed. We may be the only one that's going to reap the glad harvest in that family, in that home. The only one's going to shine like a star in the morning out of that family. But help us, Lord, to shine a light tonight to dads and moms and boys and girls. If they go to hell, it won't be because they didn't have a chance. It won't be because they didn't have a witness. Praise God. In Jesus' name, make us that witness, Lord. Amen. As they're saying, we invite you around an altar of consecration, an honest altar, honest with your own heart, honest with God, honest with your Heavenly Father. Ask God to forgive you. Ask God to save. Amen. Reach over and lay a hand on somebody else. Pray for them.
I'll stand for Jesus.
God will save them.
And let the world
amen. Come on.
Praise in God. This world filled with pleasures, we're tempted and tried. The more that we have here on this earth, the less we're satisfied. The only thing that's lasting world go by.